All right, welcome to the Spring Valley Town Advisory Board meeting, September 4th, 2024. We're starting at 6 p.m. Few notes on the agenda this evening. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. Board may combine multiple items. We may remove items. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commission's Zoning Commission or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Please mute your cell phones. Please take conversations outside the room. And let's go ahead and do the Pledge of Allegiance. 1, 2, 3,
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, as far as roll call this evening, we have the Secretary Carmen Hayes. We also have Lorena from Planning.
Lorna
from Planning. I apologize. And John Getter, the board member, is excused this evening.
John Getter is excused, and Mike Shannon, the liaison, is excused.
And Mike Shannon, the county liaison, is excused this evening. We have a time now for public comment. If anyone would like to make a comment in general, you can speak for up to 3 minutes. When you do speak, either now or after one of the agenda items, please clearly state your name and address for the record. We would suggest that you hold your comments until the specific item that you're interested in is called. Would anybody like to make a comment in general right now? We have no public comment of this time. Next up, let's do approval of the minutes for September 10, 2024. Those were sent out by Carmen. Has everybody had a chance to review them? Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Move to approve.
We have a motion to approve the minutes from September 10. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next up, approval of the agenda for this evening. The one thing I noticed is that it looks like 4, 5, 6, and 7 are related, so we will call those at the same time and then vote on them separately. Any other suggestions for the agenda? Move to approve the agenda. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Informational items. We have a ball fest on Saturday, October 5th from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. at Laurelwood Park. That's 4300 Newcastle Road, featuring food, beer tasting, pumpkin decorating, games, and music. I'm also pleased to announce that applications are available from now until November 14th at 5:30 for appointments by the Clark County Board of Commissioners to serve here on the Spring Valley Town Advisory Board for a 2-year term beginning January 2025. In addition, I wanted to announce the Children Mini Market at the Helen Meyer Community Center, 4525 New Forest Drive. Children ages 5 to 17 are invited to open up shop at the Children's Mini Market at the Helen Meyer Community Center on September 28th from 10 a.m. till 12 p.m. That's going to cover our informational items. Next up, planning and zoning. Item number 1, AR 24400104, WC 23400190, UC 200231, CHOUL LLC, waiver of conditions, first application for review for a use permit limiting hours of operation from 4 p.m. to 2 a.m. 7 days a week in conjunction with a hookah lounge and supper club on a portion of 2.43 acres in a CG commercial general zone, generally located on the east side of Jones and the south side of Cherokee Avenue within Spring Valley. Looks like you are the applicant. Welcome.
Thank you. For the record, Jennifer Gaynor, J. Gaynor Law, 1810 South 7th Street, Las Vegas, here on behalf of the applicant. As you can see on the record, the hours were limited on this property in July of 2020. That was approximately two tenants ago before my client. My client has now been operating a restaurant with hookah at this location for almost a year without incident and in compliance. And this is his second six-month review of the waiver of the limited hours condition. At this time, staff has let us know that the originally approved use, hookah lounge, is no longer in the code, and the use is now classified as a restaurant. For those reasons, staff is recommending removal of the time limits condition, and we agree with that recommendation, and I'm here for any questions.
Thank you. Do we have any comments from the public on this item? This was publicly noticed, Carmen, correct? Okay, so there was a public notice mailed to neighbors. Carmen has already informed me she has no letters, emails, or phone calls from neighbors for this meeting this evening. So it doesn't look like there's any concern from the community. Staff has recommended approval. Moving to the board, do we have any questions?
Just a comment. I'd like to make a comment after the vote.
Okay, any questions? Please go ahead.
To approve with incorporating staff comments.
That's your motion?
Yeah.
Okay.
And after the vote, I want to make a comment.
Okay. Motion to approve incorporating staff comments. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So I just want to make a point of privilege. I'm familiar with this location, I think, as we all are, because it's appeared so many times. So good luck.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Thank you. Next up, number 2, WS240464, Baumgartner Nicole Irene, waiver of development standards for the following: reduced setbacks, reduced building separation in conjunction with an existing single-family residence on 0.55 acres in an RS20 residential single family 20 zone within the neighborhood protection RNP overlay, generally located on the south side of Palmyra Avenue, east side of Sorrell Street within Spring Valley. Do you have an applicant?
Good evening.
Thank
Matthew
you.
Jaramillo, Jaramillo, here on behalf of the applicant, 1210 Hinson Street. Little backstory, the application started with a citation for a building height violation. Since that citation has been issued, the code has changed, and that building height is no longer an issue. It was down at 12 feet, now I believe it's 25 feet, so acceptable. The existing structure is at 16 feet, so that's been cleared up. The setback issues came up when it was determined that there was not a permit for this building that was put in. So that brought us here. Now there's some setback issues. I'll kind of go through each one and explain what's going on. Waiver 1C is to reduce the side setback for an existing shed from 0.9 feet to 2.9 feet, where 2.5 feet is. There's a small existing shed on the property at the very south end of it. That shed was existing when the new owners bought the property. And then it was also there when the neighbors bought their property. It's never been brought up as an issue from the neighbors. But through the application process, it's been noted that that shed is indeed within the required setbacks. It does have the same appearance as the house. It's a stucco shed painted the same color as the house. That's waiver 1C. Waiver A and 1B are for a prefab structure that's been installed on the property. The owners bought the prefab building from a company. The company constructed the building for them. They were not aware of a permitting process at the time, and they were just under the assumption that the company that had put the building in, and they had been referred to from another homeowner in the area, that the process they went through was going to cover everything they were doing. And once again, once they got that citation, the setback came into question. Now they're just trying to get the building permitted and meet code as much as they can. The building is a metal building. It has been painted to match the house. Material-wise, it's not the same, but appearance-wise and color-wise, it's been constructed to match the building. There have not been complaints about the existing structure. Now, for the item number two, for the separation, once again, when this was built, there was another existing garage within the property, and I believe there's 4-foot requirement there, and they don't meet that. They are only at 2.5 feet. Clint would just like to really get everything permitted and have everything on record with the county at this point.
Does that complete your presentation?
Yes. Willing to take any questions.
Do you have any questions from the public? Well, I guess we didn't hear anything back from neighbors. The board wouldn't mind, maybe I'll just ask a couple questions to start. Do you have any letters of approval from neighbors?
We have not. They are very friendly with their neighbors.
Do you have any?
We can reach out to them and ask them for a letter of approval or recommendation.
Do you have any pictures?
I don't have them on me. They were part of the original application.
Okay.
There's only two pictures
on. Are you aware that staff is recommending denial of the majority
aware,
of your application?
We are aware.
When is this going to planning? 10:15. When's our next meeting? Okay. Well, I will preliminarily comment to the board that I find this application to be lacking. I'm not sure. What is your role here? Are you the homeowner?
We're the engineers that submitted the application.
Okay. In my opinion, this application is lacking. You don't have pictures. You haven't beat the streets and gone to the neighbors to ask for letters of approval. You haven't looked around the neighborhood to see if there's matching structures.
Oh, there is a matching structure not too far. That's how they got the...
But do you want me to imagine it right now? I can't, that's not our job to imagine that structure. You're coming before the board and then eventually going to the county commission with, in my opinion, less than I would expect from your application. I was asking about the dates because one possibility that the board might decide is have you come back in a couple weeks with a complete application.
We submitted all required documents to the county for the application.
Okay, you're in front of the Spring Valley Town Board and we don't have that information. It's your job to bring it and put on a presentation.
Okay.
With slides, pictures, with letters, with an explanation, especially when the county staff is recommending denial, because we tend to follow the recommendation of county staff's denial very carefully and look at why they recommended denial. So I'll leave it at that for the rest of the board, but and see what the board wants to do.
I have a question.
Yes.
So from a structural engineering perspective, can the shed be moved?
The shed would have to be completely torn down and rebuilt.
Torn down?
Disassembled all the way down. Yeah.
Is it on a concrete?
It is on a concrete pad.
And it's still stucco and matching.
It is a metal building, but it's been painted the same color as the house.
And that was just to re-clarify that for the board. My understanding is that you're that 1A, 1B, and 2 are for the metal structure that would on your picture there be at the top right, which is the northeast corner. And then 1C is for a fully sort of stuccoed in building that does match the sort of the architecture, and staff has recommended approval of that one.
Correct. Yeah, it's like a small, like 8x8 touch.
So there's two different buildings here that are on the same application.
Just a comment. I just want to reiterate, we understand you have what you have up here, but we don't have anything in front of us to make up our independent judgments. In the past, I think this board has been very, we give pre-existing stuff the benefit of the doubt, and then so what the chair asks to move forward is letters from your neighbors to confirm that there's no issue. The other item is that the buildings are quite close, 2.5 feet. It's really kind of close. So while there hasn't been any violations or concerns, I do have some safety concerns. And so I'll just leave it at that. So depending on what the vote is today, whether it moves forward to the planning commission, I would strongly recommend that you get those letters of attestations that the neighbors are okay with it. And also answer the mitigating questions that the staff has asked, because I don't see anything compelling us to approve the application.
Okay. No, yeah, we'll reach out to all the neighbors, definitely.
And pictures?
Yeah, we can supply the pictures that were supplied to the county.
Would you, given the choice to come back here in a couple weeks and potentially obtain an approval that would let you slide through at the county level on a much smoother basis, would you rather come back, or would you rather risk a vote on that involves a denial today?
Will it push back the planning commission?
What's that?
Would it push back our planning commission?
No.
No, then we have no qualms with coming back with, you know, some more pictures and stuff.
Okay. I'd rather you get an approval now and then go to county and they just check the box at that point, and they're not going to, you're not going to receive the same level of scrutiny if we provide an approval. So, I mean, with that, I don't want to, I mean, we got an agenda to get to. And my suggestion would be if you come back on October 8th, we actually often, although it's a special night tonight, we often have a projector where you can just bring 8.5 by 11s and project it on the wall. We didn't have it. You could pass it around. I would be inclined to continue this until October 8th, unless anyone on the board had any further discussion before I made a motion. I move to continue this agenda item to our October 8th meeting. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Thank you. Yeah,
so
we'll come back
yeah,
with all
think
those
think that through, and anything else you can come up with that would help us out. Pictures of with addresses of similar structures in the area, discussions with neighbors, all those things that can really help us provide an improvement.
Right, no problem. Okay. We'll be back. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. All right, I think we are on to agenda item number 3, WS240459, City Light Church waiver of development standards for off-site improvements, streetlights in conjunction with an approved place of worship on 4.30 acres in CP Commercial General Zone within the Airport Environs AE60 overlay, generally located on the north side of Sunset Road, 900 feet west of Lindell Road within Spring Valley. Do you have an applicant?
Yes. Good afternoon. My name is Susan Florian from Kenny Engineering, 6030 South Jones Boulevard, here on behalf of the applicant. What we have here is a 4.03 acre lot. It is north of Sunset Road, south of Tico Avenue. It is a one-lot commercial subdivision. It is intended for a place of worship. The zoning is CP, commercial professional, with a land use of NC, neighborhood commercial. What we're asking for is a waiver of development standards for offsite improvements. The only thing that we're asking to waive is the streetlights on Tico Avenue. I do have pictures here of the road. You can see that there is no streetlights adjacent to the property or on the same side. So we're asking for a waiver of just the streetlights. There will be landscaping, but that's all we're asking for. With that, I conclude my presentation, and I'm here to answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you. Do we have any questions from the public on this matter? Looks like we don't have any questions from the public. Questions from the board? I just wanted to make sure I understood which parcel it is. Is it the let me see here. I'm looking at the map overlay. Gotcha. Which parcel is it right here?
Right.
Is it this one?
It's this one right here. And then there's no adjacent streetlights on the side or anything.
So on the map, it's right here, right? It goes all the way
yes,
through.
Correct.
Okay. I mean, I think this bumps right up to RMP to half acre properties. I'm expecting a thumbs up on this, I guess, to some extent from, I mean, this is kind of your neighborhood.
Yeah, the neighborhood basically wants no street lights
so,
and no sidewalks. That they want that rural preservation.
Yep, and it's only, it's not on the Sunset side. It's only on
the
Tico side. So I think.
But there will be lighting inside.
I'm assuming, yes. We haven't laid it out on the map, but I'm assuming it will.
Yeah.
And then I'm sure it will also have requirements of when it can, or how far away from the property it can have to submit.
Did we have any neighbors? No one said anything.
No.
We didn't get anything on this one, and I mean, this was a staff denial, but this is one where we know they kind of have, I mean, they have to kind of deny it, but our position is going to be that we don't want streetlights in this RMP. So, are you?
Well, so I have some questions about the lighting. So when you talk streetlights, I'm assuming we're talking about the typical overhead lights, and okay? But I do have a question or a concern about safety in general. So because it's a public facility, in a neighborhood area, and in the off hours, it could attract some elements that might not be intended. So obviously there'll be lighting inside the property to see if there's movement or anything of that nature. And might there be, or consistent with planning, and you can speak because it's your neighborhood, some kind of lighting, whether it be on the ground, looking at shining up against the wall, or some kind of, not decorative lighting, but lighting just to show enough light to see if there's movement that's going on the outside of the property.
The property inside will have lighting of some sort.
I'm talking about external, though.
Yes, only on Sunset Road.
Okay.
So right here, we're not trying to shine light on these on the residential
No.
that's on the other side.
No.
Or on either side of the parcel.
Mm-hmm. Well, so while I respect the intent to keep it conducive to the neighborhood, I'm really torn between weighing safety over the convenience of that. So I don't know yet. But that's what I would.
That's
just my comment about some kind of a lighting.
Excuse me, but the item before you is off-site lighting, and so on-site lighting would have been addressed.
Okay,
would be addressed
it.
At the time of any development.
All right.
For on-site improvements.
Okay.
So
but
those were previously approved, and so the lighting at that time, what was shown on those plans, was approved. And so we're past that part of it.
Okay.
This application is strictly for
okay,
off-site
but
lighting.
Staff is still denying it because of lack of street lights.
Correct. The street lights.
Got it. Okay.
So I mean, is that more of a rhetorical question, or did you want to
so
follow
gonna,
through
I'm gonna
like?
Vote, I'm going to vote in favor of safety, so I'll probably be the only no.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Okay.
I just want to. put the thought on record, but I give way to, I'm not going to fall on my sword to fight this issue because it's, because I also agree with more or less trying to meet the needs of the neighborhoods, but I think it's the only way I can express some concerns about safety.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. Do we have a motion?
Motion to pass with staff conditions.
Motion to approve with staff conditions. All those in favor?
So it was staff's if approved conditions?
Yes.
It would be approved.
Subject to staff's if approved conditions.
Yes, approved. Okay.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those against?
Aye.
No.
Are you in favor?
I'm denied. Staff recommended.
Okay.
Can we see a raise of hands?
Just yeah, sure. There?
We're 2-2.
2-2.
Okay. So does someone want, it's going to move forward with no recommendation?
Right.
Okay.
That's right.
And then who were the two against? Thank you.
Dr. Juana and
my guy.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. All right, next up, we're going to take a minute here to call 4, 5, 6, and 7. Do we have an applicant ready for this one?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So item number 4 is ZC240453, Gruber, Sandra, C, and John. Zone change to reclassify 5.17 acres from RS20 residential single family 20 zone to RS 3.3 residential single family 3.3 zone, generally located on the south side of Rochelle Avenue, 330 feet west of El Capitan Way within Spring Valley. Item number 5, VS240454, vacate and abandon easements of interest to Clark County located between Tall Tree Street and El Capitan Way and between Rochelle Avenue and Peace Way within Spring Valley. Number 6, WS240455, waiver of development stands for the standards for the following: 1, increase retaining wall height; 2, increase fill height; 3, reduce driveway setback. Design review for a single family residential subdivision on 5.17 acres in an RS3.3 zone. Item number 7, TM2450095. Tentative map consisting of 40 single family residential lots and 4 common lots on 5.17 acres in RS3.3 residential single family 3.3 zone. Please take it away.
Yes, Lexa Green, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant, who is Lennar. This application is related to a request for a single family residential subdivision. I apologize, I was expecting the overhead, so I will work through with my little plans and exhibits here. But the subject site is a 5-acre parcel. We're located just south of Rochelle Avenue and west of El Capitan. Further north, we have West Flamingo. Further west, we have Fort Apache Road. The site is currently zoned RS20 with a land use designation of mid-intensity suburban neighborhood, which allows up to 8 dwelling units per acre. With that, the applicant is looking to propose a 40-lot single-family residential subdivision, which will take access from the north along Rochelle, and it'll be serviced by private streets, 49 feet in width, sidewalks on both sides, street parking, so within the development, they're proposing 2-story homes with a maximum height of 25 feet. So there will be 2 models. The first will be 2,255 square feet. The second will be 2,405 square feet, 4 bedrooms, and you have the option of 3 to 4 bathrooms with those models. You'll have your standard 2-car garages as well as your standard 20-foot driveways, which will allow space for 2 vehicles to be parked. Sorry. Get to the elevations to show you guys what's being proposed here. The site was designed with the idea of preserving the privacy of those to our west. So with that, there's 4 lots that are are side-loaded, which are adjacent to the western property line. So instead of having a bunch of homes backing up to the properties to the west, we're proposing four side-loading homes, so you can see them here adjacent. So with that, the side yard will be adjacent to the backyards of those homes. So with that, the applicant is coming in and requesting a zone change from the current RS-20. Sorry, I'll let you guys fast cut around. From the current RS-20 to RS-3.3, we feel it's conforming. So it is conforming to the underlying mid-intensity suburban neighborhood master plan, which again allows up to 8 dwelling units per acre. This proposal is a density of 7.74 dwelling units per acre, just based on what's in the area. If we look at the zoning map, we can see we're in green here, and there are some RS-20 parcels in the area. However, all of them are undeveloped, and it's very unlikely that they'll develop as half-acre lots. We feel we're compatible with what's in the area. Just to the north, you have RS-3.3, which is what we're proposing. To the west and also to the east along Rochelle, you see existing 3.3, and we feel we're compatible with the RS-5.2 that's to the west and also to the south of us as well. We are also requesting a waiver to increase the retaining wall height, as well as to increase the grade fill to 6.6 feet, where 3 feet is generally permitted. This is simply due to the topography of the site and for drainage purposes and to develop the site. As you work your way from west to east, we fall approximately 9 feet. So that's a significant drop for considering the size of the parcel, the width of the parcel. So we can't retain internal to the site. So that will be increasing the wall along the property line. So this wall will be increased in height in certain portions due to the topography of the site. Staff did make mention of potentially tearing the wall to the east. We don't feel that that's appropriate considering the parcel to the east is undeveloped. We don't want to create a zone where there's a landing where people can potentially climb up and gain access to the backyards of these future residents, or where people, homeless or wherever, whoever can seek shelter there. Additionally, it causes some issues with the maintenance, who's responsible for maintaining the landscaping within that tiered portion when the eastern parcel is undeveloped. We're also coming in with the design review for the development tentative map and a vacation and abandonment of the 33-foot wide patent easements on all four sides, and they'll be dedicating a 25-foot portion of the site to the north to allow for the Rochelle right-of-way. And along that right-of-way, there will be detached sidewalks with the code-required landscaping. So based on that, I thank you all for your time and consideration of the application, and I'm here to answer any questions you may have.
All right. Thank you for the presentation. We now have a time available for public comment. These would be comments to be made to the board. We will note your concerns and potentially discuss them with the applicant. You have up to 3 minutes each to note those concerns. Please state your name and address. Sir, I think you'd like to make a comment.
Michael Krebs, I live at 4415 Tall Tree Street, which is right behind where they're proposing, okay? When I moved to Las Vegas, we wanted a lot that was a decent size, which is hard to find here in Las Vegas. We got a lot size that's about 13,000 square feet. In our community, Tahoe 2 has a much higher square lot, or lot size, than what you're proposing here. Proposing 40 houses on 5 acres, a question I have is, what is the average size of each lot? And another thing that I don't want us to be stung with like we were stung with last time, because the board and nobody knew, are these houses for sale or for rent? That's a big issue, because the last time, no one knew on the board until they gave the presentation and I asked the question, and everybody was surprised. So I'd like to know about that. And I totally disagree with zoning down to have more houses. I realize the board and the county is under direction from HUD to downsize lots so that we can bring lower income people out to the suburbs. Totally disagree with it. Our community is a well-established community with houses of decent-sized lots, and what is being proposed here is a lot size that the lot sizes have to be about 4,000 to 5,000 square feet lots, because you've got 5 acres, which is what, 300,000 square feet on 40 lots, plus you've got the roads. I mean, you've got houses that are going to be just next to you, like row houses, just like the rentals that we have up the street from Rochelle, from El Capitan, which was approved and built and is run by a large corporation. And that's the biggest complaint that's going around this country, is that if these houses are for rent, that people aren't being able to get the American dream of owning a house. Instead, they're being stuck with rentals. And this area in the county has been just massive amounts of rental properties, apartments, and houses that's going on here. And I think it's going to degrade the neighborhood and degrade our area. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Would anyone else like to comment on this matter? Sir?
Let me stand here. Oops. Okay, if I sit.
Sure.
I have a problem with my legs right now. My name is Don Conkey. I am president of Tahoe 2 Homeowners Association, president of the board of directors. And I want to thank the Spring Valley Town Board for doing this. The homeowners of Tahoe 2 oppose the proposed zoning change and waiver of development standards for the lot adjacent to our community. The longest dimension of the rectangular lot is contiguous with Tahoe 2. We haven't had the opportunity to see a map or anything. We just received notification of this 2-3 days ago. Our opposition is based on the following points. I guess number one, for background, we're a long-term, the people in the community, we have a long-term investment in Spring Valley. We've been here for almost 26 years. Tahoe 2 homeowners have invested in Spring Valley, choosing it over Summerlin, and we contributed to the community's growth and supported local business, helping Spring Valley prosper. We really like the community. The big concern, some of the big concerns are direct border concerns. Unlike other nearby developments, these are homes around us, developments around us with smaller lots. They're separated from Tahoe by streets. The proposed development would share a direct boundary with our properties. The absence of a buffer zone intensifies the impact of the zoning change. This lot was initially, when we bought the homes, they said it was zoned for 0.5 acres. And I figured, well, it probably will change they're putting 40 homes on a street that we only have 20 homes. So you can tell the difference in density. There's a disproportionate density increase. The proposed lots are a third or a half the lots of the size of Tahoe 2. There's a negative impact on existing homeowners. The proposed changes would disproportionately affect Tahoe 2 residents, particularly those with backyards, which would be overlooked by new incompatible sized homes of much larger lots. They want to also fill that lot 6 feet, so that's going to raise them up. And smaller homes are going to be 2 stories, so the view of everyone that's invested in that for 25 years, I think they call that side loading, where you put cheaper homes next to other homes. But I'm sorry, that's not an appropriate comment. We need the homes, it's going to be a different type of home. Disruption of neighborhood character. While we acknowledge the presence of smaller lot development in the surrounding area, the city of Tahoe 2 has maintained a consistent character for quarter centuries. The proposed change marks a significant departure from that of the established pattern. Concerns about waiving development standards. Relaxing development standards could set a troubling precedent for future, amplify the negative impacts in our community. We urge the board to carefully consider the long-term effects of the proposed change on existing residents and community fabric we've helped build over the past 25 years. We understand the need for housing development, and we believe it should be done in a way that respects and maintains the character and value established by. There's some homes that were recently approved on Rochelle, just right at the, if you go through the fire, the crash gate, there's some homes that were just finished built. Those are the rentals. And those are nice homes. They're affordable homes that people can live in. It's separated from the street, and they look nice. These homes are just incompatible with the homes, and they're right next to us, and with the standards, development standards, where they, the fill height, the wall heights, and all that. It's not compatible. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir. And just to clarify, we are not necessarily the last word here. The notice that you recently received was because it was timed for the county commission, not the town board. You still would want to go to the town board or to the county commission to the next meeting with any comments that you have before they make the final decision. Is there anyone else from the public that would like to comment?
I want to add one thing that I didn't mention before.
Briefly, please.
Oh, it'll be brief. At the corner of Rochelle and El Capitan, there is a sign up that says those two lots, that lot that she's talking about and another lot there of 12 acres is for auction. Is this the same that we're talking about here, or?
We'll certainly see if we can figure that out, sir. Are there any other comments from the public?
Possible to get a map of what the homes are planning to build?
There is a map here, and
I can.
I'm quite sure that after this meeting, you'll be able to follow her out. She'll give you her information and be happy to share and discuss with you further. Again, with us not being the final word. So. I think that, is there anyone else that wanted to comment from the public? We're going to close public comment and apologize. Move to questions from the board. Did you want, I have notes on the things that you asked about, but we're all going to kind of take turns. Why don't you go ahead and start?
So just to remind everybody here, we're just here to discuss, okay, so don't get excited. So even though there's four items, I'll have some questions regarding the 6 and 7.
Okay.
And then, but, so here's the general questions. I want to understand, on the map, I thought I saw that the property line or the thing between El Capitan and the border of the project is empty. Is that the one that you're planning to vacate?
Okay.
So this land here, that's not going to be developed at all?
That's not a part of this project, no.
Okay, this is a different project?
I don't know.
It's not developed. Okay. Right. That's what I wanted to find out. Excuse me, sir. Your time is over.
Just answering the
question. So here's a question. The other thing about the map that I saw, and this is a big concern for me. There's only one way in, one way out.
Right.
I'll just state that to me that's a big safety issue that I have.
Okay.
And I'll just leave it at that. And then to some of the questions that some people ask, what's the floor area ratio?
Yes. Okay. So let me.
I just wanted to clear up the issue about the lot that's on adjacent to El Cap.
Right.
I'm sorry, yes. Mark Bangin with WLB, I'm the engineer on the site. That lot on the corner is being sold, being auctioned off with two other lots, and it's not the lot that we're looking at today.
Okay.
That's
great.
All part
Thank
of the
you.
DOA of auction, so.
Yes, so if I can speak to the
floor area ratio?
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't give you the exact ratio, but I was just gonna give you the square footage of the lots, if that's.
So what I want to know is the square footage of the lot, but then what's the footprint of the structure?
Okay. So the square footage of the lots, you're looking at a minimum square footage of 3325, maximum square footage of 5978. And I can assume, or I'm just assuming that the footprint of the home would be half of.
So we're looking at roughly 50% floor area ratio.
For the home, so we're looking at what, 20? What's our square footage? 2255, so maybe 1100 as far as the. What's that? 1500? Okay, sorry. 1500 for the footprint of the home.
Okay. And that's all I have.
One thing would be if it's 1500 square and the residents here are saying over 3,000. Yeah, you're talking about the square footage of your home is 3,000 to 4,400 square feet. So, and you're saying it's affordable housing is what I hear the residents saying, and that's going to devalue their property. Is that what I hear you saying based on that?
Well, what we're saying is that the houses aren't comparable to ours, okay?
Comparable.
You're putting in a lesser quality and a lesser
devalue.
House.
Devalue.
It's more than that.
It's the same thing that you're really saying, that this property that they're proposing is not comparable to your
yes.
standards, and that it's affordable housing, and therefore you feel that your value is going to go down, decrease. Is
Absolutely.
That what I hear you saying?
Yes, and we don't know whether it's affordable or not because we haven't even got a price on it or whether it's a rental or a sale. If it's a rental, then yeah, they're definitely going to go devalue the property. The more rentals you
have. To the board?
Yeah.
So I was talking to the board.
And
she looked over me and asked me.
No.
She looked over and asked out the question.
Sir, public comment is over. So it's a discussion among the board. Please,
well,
please comply. Please comply.
She looked at me.
Please comply.
Okay, well, let me look at the door. My comment is that if you're in a $600,000 home, let's say estimate, and these homes are $400,000. Possibly, and that's the average rate of homes in Nevada, according to Realtor. And rental homes, I believe these are going to be properties for sale.
Yes.
Versus rental. So, based on those thoughts and conclusions, and they're denying the undeveloped property that you're saying for auction and for. And we look straight this way.
Okay.
The undeveloped properties is for auction. That's Bureau of Land Management. Is that what you're saying?
So the parcel to the east isn't a part of this
right.
project. So,
the thing that I hear is that. It's within code on what they're asking for approval of, but the denial is based on 6 and 7 being, let me block y'all out, 6 and 7 is on the denial process because of the undeveloped and the RS that they're requesting. And that's all I'm saying is that 4 and 5, I would go with the approval based on what they're presenting to us tonight. But you can go, of course, to the commissioner's office.
And if I could clarify, these will be for sale. And if I can give price points, because that's been something that's coming up. So we're looking on today's market. Low to mid 600,000s for the starting point. So this is Lennar. They do great product. They're throughout the valley. Additionally, staff is recommending approval of the actual zone change, which is a down zone, and which is going to come, whether it be us or another developer that comes in. Again, it's currently zoned RS20, which is for half acre lots. Everything in green on this map is currently RS20, all of which is vacant. If you look around us, it's higher density. We're looking to match this orange. That's exactly what's to the north of us. You mentioned American Homes for Rent that came in north of Rochelle. And that those being nice homes, that's the exact density we're going to, or zoning, I should say, not density. So based on this map and the underlying, master plan map, which I would like to show. This is the master plan map, which we're currently zoned, or have a master plan designation of mid-intensity suburban. That's this entire area. All the homes, including the neighborhood to the west and also to the south, is mid-intensity suburban, which allows a density of up to 8 dwelling units per acre. So the zone that we're requesting is conforming and permitted within that land use designation, and that's why we feel it is appropriate based on what is existing in the area. There were a couple other questions that were raised. I'm not sure I touched on, but I will let the board step in.
So did we see this 2 weeks ago or a month ago, the same?
No.
Is this
a, I don't think so.
No.
Okay, so it has the same flavor as one we had before, where you've got high density, 40 lots on 5 acres, that's a pretty amazing density. 80 parking, which means there's probably gonna be 20 people at least coming to visit. So you got 100 cars parked and moving around in 5 acres. It just seems way too dense. The two issues that the county had, and I agree with the county, one is that you're asking for this driveway setback, and I see that as a real safety issue. I mean, because you already have high density, now you're saying if you want to decrease the distance from the curb to the driveway, which makes it more difficult for people to maneuver and see safely. And the other is this 13-foot wall. As a soil scientist, I tell you that bringing in 6.5 feet of fill, that's a, from a structural engineering perspective, you better know what you're doing, because you definitely set up a textural discontinuity of a outside soil on top of the native soil. And that could become a major issue right there. But 13 feet, that's just, to me, not acceptable. That's not something I'd want to look at. So those are my comments.
And did you have a neighborhood meeting here?
So we didn't have a neighborhood meeting. It wasn't required with it just being a zone change and not a master plan amendment. But I will collect, if the neighbors don't mind, information so that we can work with them and speak to them before we head to BCC on this.
Could I add a couple questions? Mm-hmm. So I want, for the record, there's nothing in the application that this is an affordable housing development. Is
correct.
That true?
That's correct.
Right. Second question, or actually more of an encouragement, is even though it's not required, I would encourage you to have a neighborhood meeting.
Yep. We'll connect with the neighbors following today's meeting.
Did the fire department check this out as far as being able to move fire trucks in and out, and they're okay with this?
The streets are
49
feet wide.
Turn around and they can come and go.
That's correct.
It just seems like you'd want to be able to get out. We have more than one way in, one way in, one way out. That seems pretty dangerous to me.
So keep in mind, these are public streets.
Right.
So they're set to public standards, sidewalk on both sides. There's enough room for parking on both sides, along with two lanes of traffic. The biggest question seems to be about the walls and the height. It sounds like the neighbors are worried that we're building up the property adjacent to their houses, and we're not. What we're doing, and I'll explain it as best I can, unfortunately, with the size of this, but along the west property line, we're actually going to be lower than Tahoe 2. And then along the south property line, we'll be at about their grade. There may be one or two houses that are about maybe 2 feet higher than theirs, but it's not the whole side. And it really has to do with the grading. Where we're asking for the higher walls are along the east side only, really. And we also have a higher wall along Rochelle in the very corner, but we're doing that with a stepped wall. So along the roadway, we're putting in the stepped walls where we can. But we just felt that along where there's another site that can be developed, it just doesn't make sense to put in a tiered wall, because that area becomes, like Lexi said, for homeless to sit. It becomes a nightmare issue for maintenance of the trees or anything that would go in there. As far as the design of the site, it's almost identical to what the AMH property was. The only thing is, on this one, is we do have the waivers for the corner setbacks to the driveway. They're both internal properties. They're not on Rochelle. They're both internal. One is on a stub and the other one is on a cul-de-sac. And so you would have very minimal traffic. And if Title 30 wasn't rewritten so that Public Works allowances weren't taken out, then this wouldn't even be a waiver. So with the new Title 30 rewrite, the allowances that were given to Public Works, in other words, if the street was less than 50 feet from back of curb to back of curb, we didn't have to meet the uniform standard drawing of 222, which required the 12 foot, okay? So even though these are 49 foot streets, 39 back of curb to back of curb, we don't have that luxury, so we have to ask for the waiver. The biggest concern that we have as designers or engineers is the first lot that comes into the subdivision. We want to make sure that there's at least 12 feet there because it is a safety issue, okay? And we have that. It's just on two of the lots internal to the site that we're asking for that waiver. So I think that clears up everything. It is Lennar. It is a public builder. They do for sale homes. It's not for rents. So these will be owned by people such as yourselves. I think I've answered some of the questions, or at least most of my
own. Well, you raised another question.
Okay.
So you had mentioned that the properties will be lower than that of Tahoe 2?
On the west side, yes.
Okay, so here's my question then. Relative to street level, will those properties be lower than street level?
Which street?
Here's what I'm asking. I have a concern about flooding. Mm-hmm. And
No. Our lots will be higher than our streets. We have to be 18 inches above our streets.
Okay.
But what happens is when the developer built Tahoe 2, just like we're doing on this parcel, they lowered into the ground. They went into the ground on the west side, and then they built up along the east side. Okay, they were maybe 3 to 4 feet above the east side. We're actually coming in, our ground level is below their lot level. Okay, we actually have retaining there, and then we have our lots.
Okay.
So we're down below pad height to pad height. We're down below.
Okay.
Our streets are below that, their streets are below that, but relatively it's all lower.
And then the drainage lines will run north-south?
In
other words, they'll empty out to Rochelle or out into the...
Our drainage will actually empty towards the east.
Okay.
So we have two points where we drain out to the east, the historical path.
So does it go underground or surface?
At this point, it's surface.
Okay.
And whoever develops that site to the east of us will have to bring that water through and take it out to El Capitan, which is where the historical path is.
Okay. That street floods.
Yes.
Especially with the last two big storms that we've had.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little canoe down there. All right, thank you for your time.
No problem.
So, 40 homes on 5 acres. How close are the houses? I mean, if I was 25 years younger, could I jump from roof to roof?
The question is, can you jump 10 feet? If you can, then yes.
Okay. So they're tight.
But it's the same as every other RS 3.3, which is an R2 in the old code. And even though the existing zoning was set up for RE, RE is a placeholder for every piece of property that was given by the government to private ownership or to the county. And so the master plan is what you have to go by. And the master plan for this area is for MN, which allows up to 8.8 units per acre, which is exactly what the AMH property did on the other side. The only difference is, again, these are for sale, not for rent.
Good.
Of course, you don't know who's buying them, so you have a corporation.
And these do have the typical R2 setbacks, 5-foot sides, so there's 10-foot between the buildings, 15-foot rear, 20-foot front. They'll have full driveways. The houses have 2-car garages. I mean, there's plenty of parking. There's parking interior on the street itself, everything.
Were you confined as far as the layout of the land, as far as exit from, coming in and getting out to the other side, or is it, why did you design it such that it didn't go in and come out the same way?
Well, we have 330 feet of frontage, and that's just the way it works out. Unfortunately, we couldn't get out to El Cap because there's a parcel there. But, and I know that in the write-up, I think it makes mention of the size of the lot, because the lot is 5.12 acres. And in Title 30, anything that's over 5 acres has to have 2 access points. But anything under 5 acres is allowed to have 1. But once we dedicate Rochelle, it puts us down below the 5 acres. Our parcel is gross to the center. The street was never dedicated. So once we dedicate that, then we're down below the 5 acres.
Do you have any further questions from the board? We have 4 items to vote on. Are we ready to start taking votes? We have agenda items number 4 and 5, which staff recommended approval, 6 and 7, which staff recommended denial. Do you have a motion on number 4? Motion to approve. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Agenda item number 5. Do I have a motion?
Same motion to approve with staff conditions and recommendations.
Motion to approve. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Agenda item number 6. Motion to deny. All those in favor of denial?
Aye.
Aye.
And agenda item number 7.
Motion to deny.
Motion to deny. All those in favor of denial?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Thank you. And if I could get neighbors' contact information so we can chat with you guys.
Sure. If you'd like to follow her out, I'm sure they'd be happy to chat with you for a moment. We're going to move on to agenda item number 8, ZC240474, GKT5 LLC, and Arnold Allen J Trust zone change to reclassify 6.47 acres from RS20 residential single family 20 zone to IL industrial light zone for a future light industrial development. Generally located on the west side of Tenaya Way and the south side of Arby within Spring Valley. Do we have an applicant?
Sorry, Lexa Green, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant. This application is a request for just the zone change. The site is located on the southwest corner of Harvey Avenue, and we have South Tenaya Way running along the east side of our site. The site is currently zoned RS20 and with a land use designation of business employment. As you can see, we're surrounded by a sea of red, which is a commercial general. We're requesting a zone change to IL, which is a conforming zone change. We can see there's some industrial in the area along with commercial public facilities, so we feel it's appropriate. Additionally, there's some sites in the area that were recently rezoned to industrial zonings as well. So staff is recommending approval. I'm here to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. It looks like there is not any public comment on this matter. Questions from the board? Any questions from the board?
Did we have any letters come in?
No.
Okay.
Staff recommends approval. Do we have a motion?
Motion to approve with staff conditions.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That should, let me get back to my agenda just to do it in order. Moving on to the general business section of the agenda. I think we've already handled announcements earlier, and looks like there is not any general business. Are there any, looks like there are not any final comments from the public. Our next meeting will be October 8th, 2024. The meeting is adjourned at 7:06.
Good job, Brian.
Yeah. You seem to always get the in-field challenges.